daarmee is het schrik niet precies 5:30 geworden op Radio Monique. Dat waren achterin volgens de Frank Boeijengroep met Do It, Pressure Point, een nieuw singeltje, Mellow Mood City, en Kate Bush als laatste met All To Be In Love. Box 600, Girona, Gerona in Spanje. Dat is ons adres voor 3 om 3 gouden ouwe tussen 9 en 10. En voor dit programma en voor alle andere programma's. Kortom, schrijf eens een briefje. Maandag 22 december voor de zekerheid nog even. En Mike Francis en Amy Stewart die liggen nu op de draaitafel met Together op Monique 963.
That always keep love out of sight, out of sight. Love is out of sight.
Now you.
you doing here?
Me? I'm making a birthday cake.
A birthday cake for who?
Say that in Dutch.
Een verjaardagscake. Would you like to announce these three records?
Tell them what they've heard. It was Amy Stewart and Mike Francis with Together, Boston, Amanda, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with The Onion Song on Monique.
Thank you very much. I'll pay you later, okay?
That's okay. Okay.
Succes with the birthday cake.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, anyway. Als jij ook jarig bent vandaag, hartelijk gefeliciteerd en stuur er wel de taart op of zo. 19 minuten voor 6 op Radio Monique. Dit is The Horse van de Mol.
Out in the field, the winners scream, count their money with unbearable. possibly someone talking to you for a change. How about that? That'd be exciting. And you got me for the next couple of hours. My name's Nick Salomon, and this is my first broadcast for the estimable radio station to which you are tuned in. I'm going to give you a couple of hours of the kind of stuff that makes me go, ooh, that's nice. And hopefully it does the same for you. We're going to get cracking with some obscure stuff, but it's not all going to be this obscure, I have to say. This is Denmark's top psychedelic band, and they're called The Young Flowers, and this is April 68, recorded back at that time. So enjoy The Young Flowers. Here they are. Thank you. go. That's the, there's something wrong with this microphone. Am I supposed to work with dodgy equipment here? I know my wife always tells me I do, but there you go. That was the Young Flowers from Denmark with a track called April 68. Came out on their LP Blomster Pistolen, which I believe is Danish for flower gun. How do I know that? I've got no idea how I know that. Pistolen, obviously gun. Blomster. Well, I just happen to know that Blomster means flower. This bloody... I shouldn't be profane over the air. Anyhow, what we got next? It's a band called the Scud Mountain Boys, and it's off their LP Dance the Night Away, which came out a few years ago, but Sub Pop have released it as a double CD with another LP, which is called Pine Box. But this one's off the LP Dance the Night Away, and the particular track I'm going to play for you is called Freight of Fire. Freight of Fire. This is the Scud Mountain Boys. Well, isn't that nice? That's the Scud Mountain Boys for you, doing Freight of Fire off there, Dance the Night Away. CD. Next up for you, track. I was recently on tour with my band. Perhaps I should tell you who I am. My name's Nick Salomon, and I play in a band called the Bevis Front. But from time to time, I have been known to force myself behind a microphone and do some DJing. I used to do a show on Radio Caroline, and presently I'm doing some shows out in California. I'm not actually out there. I record them in London and send them out there. And I was on tour in the States with my band recently, and we went into a shop in Canada, and I picked up some really great psychedelic singles from this shop, and it was really frustrating because I only had about half an hour to look at them, and then I had to leave to continue on my way. And it was a real drag because it was one of these kind of gold mine shops where you find tons of stuff that you want to buy. And I guess in a way it's quite fortunate that I didn't spend much longer there, because I would have spent every penny I possessed. But for your entertainment, this is one of the singles I picked up, and it's by a band I've never heard of before, on the Smash label. I presume they were kind of like a Canadian psychedelic band. It's called Mother Nature, and it's by a band called The Raves. So here you go. Mother Nature by The Raves. That's the sound of The Raves from Canada doing Mother Nature. Next up for you, a band that looked really good on the cover of the LP. I remember buying this LP in about 1968 when it came out, because the cover looked so good, and I was a bit disappointed with it because it, I don't know, it wasn't as psychedelic as it looked. But there was one particular track on it that I always liked and thought was pretty far out, and this is a group called Elizabeth, and they did their only album in 1968, came out on the Vanguard label, and this particular track is called You Should Be More Careful.
Hey gal, you look so fine, come along, be all mine. No need to be uptight, everything's gonna be alright. If you make it,
you ignore me.
You and I are bound to prove, no way that you can lose. That's the way it's gonna be, after we smoke a little tea. Groovy,
you ignore me. You
You say you'd like to come along, but first you'd like to make a call, help your family rest their minds, so that we have more time to do it.
You need nobody.
So come on, baby, go cross town. Meet my friends, we'll turn you on. You'll meet some real cool cats. I'm gonna show you where it's at. Groovy.
You need nobody. You need nobody. You should be more careful. It's so easy to spot the
go, psychedelic or what? Unfortunately, the only track on the album that is actually like that, which is a shame, isn't it? Because if the rest of the album was like that, it'd be one of the best records ever made. Unfortunately, it's not. That was Elizabeth doing, what was it called? It was called You Should Be More Careful. That's right. I always confuse it with another track that's very similar. I've got an LP by a band called The 31st of February, and there's a track on that called A Nickel's Worth of Benny's Help, which again is the only decent track on that LP. And once again, it would be brilliant if it was all good, but it isn't. And maybe I'll play that one for you sometime. I'm going to go back to the CD player here, and what I've got for you now is Pato. And Pato were one of my favourite bands. I remember going to see them many times, and basically being a young guitarist, I was overwhelmed by the guitar genius of Ollie Halsall, who was their lead guitar player, and he was absolutely brilliant. He started off in Time Box, and apparently I actually met up with John Halsey, who's the drummer of Pato, who was also Barry Warm in the Ruttles, and Halsey told me that Halsall couldn't actually play guitar when he started playing in Time Box, but their guitarist left and he learnt guitar in a day because he was the vibes player, and apparently he was a musical genius. He also told me that when he was a little boy, Halsall, he told his parents he wanted to buy a set of Vibes, and they said, well, look, that's really expensive, you know, you have to learn how to play them first. So he cut up loads of strips of paper, laid them on his bed, and practiced with knitting needles hitting strips of paper on his bed, and when they went to the shop to buy the Vibes, he could play them. So, somewhat of a musical genius. Unfortunately, died of a heroin overdose in Madrid a few years ago. And the sad thing is he was not found for a couple of weeks, apparently. So that's a very sad and ignominious end to one of the greatest guitarists this country ever produced. And I never thought that Pato's albums really brought home how good he was. But on this particular track, Loud Green Song, off the Roll 'em, Smoke 'em, Put Another Line Out album, which came out on Island in 72, you get a bit close to what he was like live. And this is Pato with the extraordinary talents of Ollie Halsall. Yeah, there you go. That's Pato for you and Loud Green Song. Perhaps you thought I wasn't there, but I am, because it has a pause at the end and then a bloop on the piano. And what have I got for you next? I've got a band called Medicine Ball. We actually play with this lot. They come from Providence in Rhode Island. And not on this particular tour of the States, but on the last tour we did, we played about half a dozen gigs with them, and they were really good live. Although I must admit, they're follow-up LP, this is off an LP called Sandwich Full of Lies, the second LP they did which I can't remember the name of, I really didn't like at all. But it's a shame, because the first LP, that, which I believe is Sandwich Full of Lies, from it, all the songs are dated 1991, but I believe they're somewhat later. I think the LP came out in about 95 or something, 96. And they're really good. The guy who leads... The real strange thing about this lot is they got a guy who's the bass player, who's their kind of leader, designated leader, a guy called Mark Stone. And Mark is this kind of thin guy with a completely shaved head who's... wears a pink kind of PVC bomber jacket and looks rather effete, I think is the phrase. But what does he do when he's not being a pop star? If you guess this, I'll give you his jacket. He's a soccer referee in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, who would have guessed? And his favourite team are Aston Villa. Now, what? I mean, he's never even been to England. So how does he support Aston Villa? Very strange. Anyhow, this might give you some inkling as to why Medicine Ball's LPs are rather strange. This particular track I'm going to play for you is called Source of Probable Ignition. It's great. And if only the guitar was in tune, eh? It'd be even better. It's someone else.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. The very excellent sounds of Medicine Ball on their Sandwich Full of Lies album. That was a track called Source of Possible, or was it Possible or Probable? Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter, does it? Possible Ignition. There you go. Not probable, just possible. And they feature a guy called Mark Stone on bass, who supports Aston Villa. And he lives in Providence, Rhode Island, and has never been to England, but is a soccer referee, as I said all before. Why am I repeating this? No idea. I'm Nick Solomon. You're listening to Radio Never Say Die, broadcasting to you from the Essex Delta. And, what a lovely part of the world this is. I have to say, I frequent a boot fair just up the road, and... I don't frequent a boot there. I've just been told I don't. No, I was lying. It's a complete fabrication. I don't frequent a boot fair up the road where I never buy good things. That's absolutely untrue, so don't believe a word I say. I remember in my days on Radio Caroline, I used to have to pretend I was broadcasting from a boat. That was ridiculous. This is true. It was actually a prefab in Highgate. Absolutely true. And I kept saying, what was really ridiculous, I remember one time when I was on one of my early shows on Caroline, and they had the governor in with me, who's this bloke called Malcolm, and I was chatting away as I do, and it was this little prefab, and I said in between the songs, I said, oh look, a squirrel's just popped past the window. And he went, no, you can't say that. And I said, what? When he's, you're supposed to be on a boat. And I went, oh, I can't remember how I got out of that one. But I had to pretend that it was a kind of swimming squirrel or something. Yeah, a flying squirrel. Just dropped him. But so I didn't go to a boot fair anywhere near here. What I will do now, though, is play for you a track by a band called Mandrill. And this is a funk kind of excursion. It's off the Classic Funk Master Cuts Volume 1 album, which is on the Beechwood label, or the Master Cuts label, but it's run by Beechwood Records. Came out in 92, and it's the first of a series of very good compilation albums of kind of classic funk, I suppose. And this particular track is called Fence Walk, and the LPs by Mandrill are quite hard to get these days, and I suppose it's because they're pretty good and rare and all that. So sit back, enjoy yourselves, and listen to Fence Walk by Mandrill, and I'll be with you in a few minutes. Here we go.
Time for real.